from KQED.
California has a reputation as a green state with high air and water quality standards, a push for renewable energy and recycling. And yet, depending on where you live in the Golden State, your environment might well be bad for your health. Well, a new map from the California Environmental Protection Agency ranks all 8,000 census tracts in the state, evaluating each neighborhood and the people who live there to determine their vulnerability to environmental risks. Reporter Tony Barboza is covering this new Cal EPA tool for the LA Times.
It's not a huge surprise to a lot of people that some of the most pollution-burdened communities are in places like the San Joaquin Valley, in kind of the urban core of Los Angeles, and the Inland Empire. What jumps out more than the locations generally are just the small neighborhoods. I went to a community this week in reporting the story in the San Gabriel Valley suburb of El Monte. And it's just a small neighborhood of houses and apartments where few people there were aware their neighborhood had significant issues with, you know, groundwater contamination or cleanup sites, hazardous waste sites. It's not something people are necessarily aware of that's in their midst. So it really is a tool that gives some perspective to people about what is close to them and perhaps having a health effect.
And this didn't just measure things like air pollution, water pollution, groundwater contamination. There were other socioeconomic factors like poverty and levels of education. What's the thinking about including those, and how did that affect the results?
I think, you know, the state officials who drew this up would probably argue that by including those, you're pinpointing not just the areas that are most exposed to pollution, but the communities that are least equipped to cope with the effects.
Well, in fact, in many cases, things like freeways and railway yards, power stations are put in low-income neighborhoods because the folks who live there have less political clout. This isn't going to change that, right? It maybe puts a finer point on it and underscores it.
Well, I think what's interesting about this is it is the state government developing a tool that is very much oriented toward what you would call environmental justice. But what's different with this is that it actually, you know, it's being done by a government agency, and there actually is, you know, it does kind of put some pressure on those same regulators to perhaps target those most polluted areas or most impacted areas for cleanups, for enforcement of environmental laws, for other investments. One thing that this is likely to be used for is investments from the state's cap-and-trade program to cut greenhouse gases. The governor has actually proposed in his upcoming budget to spend several hundred million dollars of those proceeds in disadvantaged communities as required under the law.
And it also, I think, in a way, could put pressure on legislators who represent these districts where people are at most risk to do something about it, to stand up for their constituents, doesn't it?
I think so. And I mean, this tool, it has supporters, you know, among state and local elected officials who have been saying for a long time that some of their communities, particularly low-income Latino communities, that they get kind of short shrift when it comes to resources and attention. Well, I think what's important in understanding this is that when you look at this mapping effort, it really is a reflection of a new focus in how people are looking at the environment and how to solve environmental problems. With the example of air pollution, now that's something that's it's gotten a lot better, but the places that have the worst air pollution are actually much more localized. So there are these neighborhoods, small communities, little pockets of California where people have kind of been left behind from that progress. And I think this tool is making that all the more apparent and, you know, could perhaps put pressure on, government officials to take targeted action to solve that.
Tony Barboza of the Los Angeles Times talking about a new interactive map from the California Environmental Protection Agency. Tony, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.